Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Let me just remove my headset. Don't need that. I was just in Frog Chat. This is a Tuesday. It's about 10:39 right now. I just popped out of Frog Chat. I think I was a trendsetter. I left and a handful of other people left. I apologize for that, but it was a good conversation. At Frog Chat is, you know, hosted by Bad Mike of Frog God Games. Glenn Hallstrom usually helps out. A few other frogs will generally drop in. It's pretty much like Tavern Chat on Wednesday nights. It's also held at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. I guess that means 6 Pacific and 7 Mountain or some shit like that. It goes on for about 2 hours, give or take. But it was interesting because one of the things that came up, talking with Bad Mike, people were asking about licensed properties. Pretty much the classic Judges Guild properties. And they've been Frog God has licensed Judges Guild stuff for Kickstarter. Most recent example is Teagle Manor. Goodman Games has done reprints of Judges Guild material. And one of the questions that was brought up is, well, what further stuff are you going to, you know, license from Judges Guild to kickstart, to make new projects out of? And the answer, to me, not very surprising, was probably nothing. Now, why would that be? Well, Judges Guild did their own Kickstarter for City of the Invincible Overlord. That's been half a fiasco, as we know. And the work behind the scenes to get it done, or get something in the hands of backers, I know there's stuff happening. I don't know if anything will actually ever be released in print on that one. But the reason why Frog God Games is probably not going to be doing any licensed property, somebody else mentioned Rollade from Mayfair Games, which was another inconsistent quality line, but it doesn't have the nostalgia value that Judges Guild generally has. Judges Guild has a lot of nostalgia for people who came into the hobby when Judges Guild was putting stuff out as fast as they could print it. But the problem with licensed properties, or at least licensing properties that have been in existence prior, because you're not going to do a straight-up reprint. A lot of this stuff, it's older material. It probably needs to be rewritten to bring it up to modern-day standards, unless you're doing a flat-out archival reprint like Goodman Games has done. So you're going to have to pay somebody to rewrite it. And you could probably pay somebody to write new quality new material the same amount that you're going to pay them to rewrite the old material as they could the new material. And you've got to pay a licensing fee, right? So already there's that, whether your licensing fee is a set amount, or whether it's a percentage of the gross, it is another aspect of getting less money out of the work you're doing. So unless you're really nostalgic, or if you're really sure a project is going to be a runaway hit, it's kind of hard. I think the only thing that could be a runaway hit would be another, you know, Wilderlands box set like Necromancer Games did back in the 3X era. And I don't even think that, you know, would necessarily hit all those points, but it would be profitable. Because, yes, believe it or not, companies that are publishing, that aren't just fan publishing, are in it for making a profit. They do it because they enjoy it. They're having fun. They take pride in their work. But if they're not making a profit, they're not going to be doing it for very long. Why is that? Because time literally is money. I don't think there are many people that are professionals in this hobby. And I would include a lot of self-publishers in that professionals area that are making federal minimum wage in their hobby. Even those that are putting 40 or 50 hours a week into it, I doubt they're making the federal hourly minimum wage. And to expect them to take even less, you're not going it's foolishness. So therein lies the issues. If you like the old Rolaid stuff, I am not going to tell you where to find it in PDF. I stumbled across it without even trying earlier tonight. I was like, ooh, God. But I have most of the stuff in print. I have it away in boxes. It's either in storage or it's in my closet or it's in my basement. And the quality of the Mayfair stuff, the Rolaid line, was inconsistent. Now, there are some people that are going to be highly nostalgic about the Rolaid releases. I understand that. I do. But I think there's a lot more people that are nostalgic about Judge's Guild. And even that one's hard to eke any kind of profit out of for the work you're putting into it. Just me. I mean, I really should do a whole economics episode one day about Kickstarter. I don't know if the vast majority are going to find it interesting, but I certainly do. Because there's a whole series of things you have to think about, including, especially if you're a self-publisher and you haven't done an LLC to protect yourself. Timing of when you're doing your Kickstarter and when you are shipping your Kickstarter is huge, huge, huge. Yeah, an episode for another day. All right, folks. On that note, I'm going to bow out. I'll touch in with you all tomorrow. And if you are just hanging around and you have nothing to do tomorrow night, Rachel's killing herself in the next room. 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, 7 Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific. That sounds right. On the 10 Cars Tavern Discord server, we have a hangout called Tavern Chat. And we generally get, 15, 20, 25, sometimes 30 people hanging out. A lot of them lurk. Some of us talk. I talk way too fucking much, but you knew that. And it's a nice little hangout. It's a nice little way to get some inside information as to what's going on in the community and gaming in general. Get to talk to some people that you normally get a chance to talk to or hear from. It's like going to a convention and hanging out. It's a lot of fun. All right, folks, on that note, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. Roll them well. I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.